Welcome to the Empowered by Plants podcast, hosted by Emily Henry. I'm here to help you along your vegan and fitness journey. I'll teach you what I've learned along the way as a vegan trainer and athlete. On this podcast, I'll be sharing all things vegan, fitness, and fun so that you can become empowered by plants. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest, training, or tidbit that will make you feel ignited, inspired, and empowered. Let's get into the episode. Hello, there we fucking go. It is a beautiful day to be alive today, and we have a Q&A on the docket. In order to have a wonderful time recording this podcast, I am sitting at home having a glass of red wine. It is superb. I'm drinking the 19 Crimes Snoop Cali Red. If you have not had it, run to the liquor store right now, if you are 21 and over, and buy this bottle of wine. It is so good. It's like the perfect red blend. It's so good. What's your favorite red wine? White wine? Do you like red wine? Do you like white wine? What's your go-to? I'm always looking for new wines to try because I usually just pick based on what the bottle looks like, and that usually leads me astray, and I usually end up hating it and then not drinking it. So send me your recommendations at empowertraining_. And just say podcast red wine, and then I'll know, rather than you just sending me a random wine and I'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? So today we're doing a Q&A. We're talking all about questions, answers, veganism, lifestyle, everything. Now I'm gonna get right into it. First question was on beliefs, and I forget who asked this question, but they asked, do you have to believe first to be able to achieve things? And they're talking about, I didn't clarify the question, but in my assumption, they're talking about manifestations or potentially results within your fitness journey. And so the question is, does the belief need to happen before the result can happen, or does the result create the belief? I think it's a mixture of both, but I think that honestly, the belief comes first and then the results happen. If you're constantly believing that you're not worthy, or you're never going to lose weight, or you're never going to be able to make six figures, or you're never going to be able to find a partner, or if that is your constant belief in your subconscious pattern, then that's what you're thinking subconsciously or consciously, and that's what you're attracting. When you're attracting that, then that's what you're bringing in, right? And so if we can first change our belief, so rewiring our subconscious, and this is what I do with my Powered by Plants clients, my 90-day signature fitness and mental transformation program, to really rewire the subconscious patterns and beliefs that hold us back from getting everything we desire. And so starting with the beliefs by creating new habits, So if we really focus on that, then it'll be easier to call in what we want, really want, what results we want. Question two. I'm not going to say them in order and say the numbers because there's too many. Actually, there's not that many, but I just chose like 10. Two, supplements, vegan supplements. What should I be taking? This is a really good question. I know I answered this on the beginning vegan Q&A. Go back and listen to all the podcast episodes if you have not. There's some juicy ones in there. Couple things that are like 100% take them, and a couple things that are optional. I'm going to start with the 100% take them every single morning or night whenever you take your vitamins. Number one being a vegan omega-3 that is derived from algae. It's a DHA and an EHA. It allows us to get the omega-3s that you normally get from like fatty fish and things that you aren't eating as a vegan. You can get omega-6s and omega-3s from like hemp seeds, chia seeds, seeds, but the ability to absorb it is not as strong, and you need a whole fuck ton every single day. So just taking a supplement is just a clear way to make sure you're getting that. And then your other vitamins you should be taking is vitamin D3. Everybody should be taking this. Everybody, whether you're vegan or not. We absorbed D3 from the sun. And depending on what the UV rays are, you only absorb some of vitamin D. And then, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty freaking sure, one of my doctors told me this once, that you can only absorb vitamin D3 through certain parts of your body. So like like under your armpits and like by your stomach. And so like you basically have to like have your shirt off to be able to absorb vitamin D3. So unless you're walking around, you know, tits out all the time, then you're probably not absorbing enough vitamin D3. So take a supplement. And then number three would be a vitamin B12 supplement. Definitely 100% take this. This vitamin B12 comes from how people usually get it is through meat in animals. And how animals get it is they eat soil, right? They eat grass, they eat dirt. And then the bacteria from the dirt and the grass is then absorbed into their body. And it creates the B12. Since we're not eating meat, we do not absorb that through meat. And you're not just going around eating dirt. So, definitely take a B12 supplement. You can also add some extra B12 into your diet by having like fortified milks, most almond milks, cashew milks. I believe oat milk. I'm not sure every brand has it, but you can check the nutrition label. They sometimes add vitamin B, vitamin D, fortified with vitamins, as well as some cereals. Add those in as well. So yeah, vitamin B12. Important. A couple ones that I take that are definitely not necessary, but I really do enjoy, especially being in vegan fitness, is creatine. Love creatine. It allows me to get the extra oomph out of my strength training sessions. That's half a glass of wine, you guys. This is what 26 is. Half a glass of wine, and I'm already slurring my words. But it allows you to just get the extra bang from your workouts. And increase your muscle mass. Not by a lot, but it just helps you get those last little, those extra reps. And then I take a digestive enzyme as well, just to help because I eat so much fiber. If you're vegan and you eat pretty much whole foods, you know the struggle of a bloated belly at the end of the night. And so I take a digestive enzyme usually in the morning. And then if I'm eating like a really high fiber meal, I'll have it with dinner or something, just to help get things going, get things digesting. And then I think that's it. I just take a normal, just all-encompassing daily vitamin as well. But yeah, that's my vitamin stack. Definitely get those three that I mentioned. The other ones are completely optional. Vegan clothing brands was another question. Now, Reformation is a great clothing brand that has like high-quality clothes, dresses, pants, things like that, that are just high quality and vegan as well. And then there was a shoe company I ordered for many years ago. Really cute black platforms. They're like vegan suede style. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the name. Like, just cannot remember. But they're stinking cute and they're really comfortable. And I've had them for years and they've held up really, really well. If you can think of the name, then comment in the comment section if that's a thing. Another one that I have not bought before, but I have heard about and heard highly of, is Ecoaf. It's a European like sustainable fashion label, and they make like coats, streetwear, shoes, accessories, stuff like that. I know also that I think Free People has some things that are vegan. I'm not exactly sure what, but I know that some shoes are. And then Whole Foods, I'm almost positive, has a fully vegan clothing line. If you know of other like vegan clothing brands, let a girl know, because I would love to know. I know the Girlfriend Collective, also thinking of activewear, they make really high quality products actually made out of recycled plastic water bottles. And I've had a pair of their leggings and bra. They come in like cute matching sets, like a long line bra and leggings. And they're really soft and they're really comfortable. They weren't my favorite, honestly, but I did enjoy them. They're not my go-to pick every single day, but I do like them. I like what they stand for. So yeah, that's what I got for clothing. Another question was, how long have you been vegan? I have been vegan almost 5 years. It wasn't 2016, it was 2017. So 4 years. 4 years. 4 years I've been vegan, unless I have accidentally eaten dairy through eating out at restaurants or meat or anything. I have not consumed animal products in those 4.5 years. And I wouldn't have it any other way. It has changed my life. It's changed the people that I've brought into my life. It's made me a more spiritual, emotional, compassionate human being. And I'm so, so happy that I'm vegan. And if you listen to this podcast, you probably are too, or are curious about it. And let me tell you, it's fucking awesome. Now, what's your favorite meal to cook? This is really hard. I go through phases. I feel like 3 month phases of like eating the same things. And then all of a sudden one day I don't want those things anymore and then I just change. I've been recently on a big bonza pasta kick with just like some vegan butter, peas, and broccoli with salt. And like super simple and super delicious. And then leave a little bit of the pasta water in there. And it's like kind of like really soft and creamy and delicious. I love Asian food, stir fries, curries. Those are like a go-to staple of mine. If I were to choose like my favorite food of all time, and definitely something I wish that would be vegan but isn't, is a BJ's Pizookie pizza. It's a pizza cookie from BJ's Brewhouse. I know they've recently opened them in Colorado. I originally grew up in California, and so I used to go to BJ's for my birthday every single year and get Pizookies. And holy fucking shit, they're deep dish cookie pizzas. And they're crunchy on the outside. They're soft on the inside. The chocolate chips are freaking melted. And then they put the best vanilla bean ice cream on top and it melts over it. Oh my God. It's so good. I wish that a vegan bakery would make that. I really, really, really wish. Make Believe Bakery in Denver, I'm calling you out. Please, 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 please make that. I will buy it every single week. I will buy a Pizookie every single week. And I know many, many other people would too. Are you a tea or a coffee drinker? Whew, man, you do not know me. You do not follow me on Instagram because I share my coffee all the time. I'm always drinking coffee. Love coffee with a little splash of oat milk and a little stevia. Hits the spot. Now I have an espresso at home, so I make like a little double shot espresso and then I put hot water in it and then add oat milk and stevia and it is perfecto. So good. Love a good Americano. Or a good soy latte. Those every once in a while hit the spot. Dutch Bros actually has a really good soy latte. Just a little bit. Their espresso, I think, is superior to Starbucks. I don't love Starbucks. I love how convenient Starbucks can be, but I don't love their coffee. Sorry, not sorry. How long have you and your husband been together? Boone and I, my husband, which if you follow me on Instagram, go follow me on Instagram. If you don't, what are you doing? You'll see that I share silly moments with Boone all the time on my stories. But we have been together since, gosh, it's been almost nine years? Holy shit, 9 years this year. On and off throughout college. And then 2016, we moved in together. And then we got married in 2020. So we've been married for a year. No, we got married in 2019. What am I saying? We got married in 2019. Sorry, Boone. Sorry, babe. We got married in 2019. And he's the best person in the whole world. He's my best friend. He's the coolest person ever. Yeah, I love being married. It's pretty fucking cool. Having a best friend that you live with is pretty cool. Not doing their dishes is not so cool. But having someone in your life that you love deeply for that makes you a better human and that is just radical is awesome. If you could go back and change anything in your life, what would it be? Ooh, that's a hard question. I don't think I would change anything. I know that sounds stupid and cliche, but like, I think that everything led me up to this current moment and where I'm at right now in my life. And if something was different, then I guess I wouldn't. It could be better. It could be worse. I don't know. But I don't really like to live in the past. And I stand by most of the decisions I've made. I know I've made some stupid decisions, but I stand by most of the decisions I've made. Because it allowed me to either learn or grow into who I am right now. How do you get your protein on a vegan diet? Oh, man. So many ways. So many ways. I believe I have a podcast episode on this already. If I don't, I'll just clear it up real quick. Literally so many things. Beans, lentils, soy milk, edamame, tofu, tempeh, seitan, protein powder, bonza pasta, bonza pizza crust. Veggie burgers, like there's so many fucking options. I don't know why this is still a conversation, but I understand because you're switching your idea of what protein is. So yeah, many, many, many options. I have some videos on my Instagram of my favorite vegan protein sources, as well as like some swaps you can make to get some extra protein if you're really trying to bump up your protein or you're trying to reach a certain fitness goal. Then go look at that. I just posted one last week. So you should see it there pretty recently. What do I do if I've hit a plateau, a weight loss plateau specifically? Okay, so number one is to really see if you're in a plateau, to make sure that you're really in a plateau. A lot of times, if you're just using your weight on the scale as a mode of data, then it could not be, your weight not be might not be changing, but your body fat percentage and your muscle mass could be changing, which is affecting the way you look, which is then losing body fat. I think a lot of times when we want to lose weight, we ideally you really just want to lose body fat. And so if you're not tracking body fat or muscle mass, then you're kind of skimping out on extra data. There's some cheap Amazon scales. I use a scale called Renfo. I literally just bought it on Amazon for like $30. I also take InBodies at my gym. It's just a more accurate data point. If you're interested in taking an InBody, let me know. I can get you set up with one. But an InBody is like a DEXA scan, or it's a bioimpedance scan. So it measures, sends electronic waves into your body. And then based on what those electronic waves do, it affects differently with muscle, with water, with fat. And then it gives you your data, how much body fat you have, how much muscle mass you have in every part of your entire body, right arm, left arm. Like, it breaks it down super specifically, how much visceral fat you have, what your daily calorie energy expenditure is, so that you can better create a calorie deficit or a calorie surplus based on your goals. So can't recommend InBody enough. If you don't have anything like that near you, then Amazon scale that tracks body fat is good. Just use the same data point every time. Don't switch around between scales or times of days. Like, make it as accurate as possible by reducing the variables. So making sure you're actually in a plateau. And then two, if you're not already tracking all your calories, your macros, everything you're eating and consuming, then do that, because that's going to be pretty eye-opening for you if you're not doing that already. There's probably going to be some hidden calories that you don't even like realize you're consuming, whether it be in your drinks or in bites here and there or in oils or whatever it is. So tracking your food intake is going to be important. And then changing up your routine. If you've been doing the same thing, same exercises, same workouts for a long time, your body will stop adjusting to it. It'll stop seeing progress from it. So in order to keep seeing progress, I suggest changing your routine every 3 to 4 weeks. And you can do the same, like, quote unquote, style of workout, but it's changing the reps, changing the weights, changing the exercises. So say this is what I do, and I can kind of share my program and how I train. Currently, I'm trying to build muscle. And so I'm in a big strength phase, really focusing on strength training, resistance training, and getting quote unquote swole. So Mondays I do upper body. Tuesdays, we have a coaches meeting. I work at a gym called E3 Fitness. And every Tuesday, or 3 out of 4 Tuesdays a month, we have a coaches meeting where we go over the new workouts that we have for our clients. And so we actually do the workouts so that we can better understand them, kind of like really get into what they feel like so we can coach them better. So sometimes I'll do those. And so it depends. Tuesdays are just kind of it's either upper or lower or functional training workout style. Wednesdays I do lower. Thursdays I might do another upper day depending on how my body is feeling. Fridays I do a like total body workout, working on active recovery, mobility, kind of just like working the total body together. And then Saturday, if I'm really sore, I'll take a rest day. If I didn't work out Saturday, then on Sunday I'll do another lower body workout. Saturday and Sunday is usually getting my second lower day of the week. And then I walk, I hike, I do things active throughout the week just to get my steps in, keep my body moving, stay healthy. But that's kind of how it works. But I follow the same workouts for 3 weeks. So every Monday for 3 weeks, my workout is the same. And I work, you know, in that upper workout, I might do a chest exercise, a back exercise, shoulders, kind of a total upper body workout. and then 3 weeks, I'm still going to work those same muscle groups, but the exercises might be slightly different. They might vary in intensity, in strength, in reps, so that I can really ensure that I'm hitting all the facets of training, volume, strength, intensity, so that I can really make sure that I'm seeing results over time and I'm not hitting a plateau and I'm not fucking bored as well. It's a big thing. Last and final tip would be to move every day. So 60 minutes every day. If you feel like you've hit a plateau, make sure you're moving every single day. Walking, getting 10,000 steps a day. 10,000 steps is nowhere near you're at. Maybe 6,000, 8,000. Just try to do a little bit more than what you're currently doing. And 60 minutes of activity every day. Whether that be a strength training workout, a yoga session, a long walk, an incline walk on the treadmill, a cycle session, like move your body every single day and get in the habit of that. It doesn't have to be intense every single day. That's not what I'm saying. But move your body every single day and that'll pay off tenfold. That is all the questions I'm going to answer because I don't want to bore you. So if you have other questions though, I'd love to do another Q&A and personal, fitness, vegan, whatever it is. I'm here for you and I want to get chatty with you. Obviously, I love to talk. That's why I have a podcast. But I really like to spread the message of veganism and fitness and that you can be vegan and make amazing progress in the gym, gain muscle, and feel fucking badass and strong. So thanks so much for listening. I appreciate your support. And send me your wine recommendations.
Disclaimer. This podcast is produced for your universal listening pleasure. Any statements shared during our program are opinions and experiences of our team and guests. If you disagree with any content presented herein, please find another show before submitting nasty grams. This is a positive vibes only platform. If you love our show and want to connect, share your experiences, or know someone who we should interview on future episodes, please don't hesitate to get in touch through our website or Instagram.
Thanks for listening to this program brought to you by Daydreamer Network. If you enjoyed the episode, please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or your preferred platform. Your feedback allows us to rank on the best new shows list and continue to grow our podcasts in order to bring more unique and talented storytellers to the network. To check out our shows, including programs about relationships, sports, business, nutrition, leisure, and more, head to www.daydreamernetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you back next week for another great episode. Have a wonderful day.